The world's economies run on their supply chains. Understanding them is the key to keeping global products moving. Welcome to Supply Chain in the Fast Lane, a series of business podcasts co-produced by the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals and Supply Chain Quarterly. In this series of episodes, we explore new transportation technologies. Supply Chain in the Fast Lane is brought to you by HERE Technologies. Accelerate your business with location intelligence. Here now is your moderator, Supply Chain Quarterly's executive editor, Susan Lacefield.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode in our new series of podcasts looking at technology in the transportation space. I am here today with Mark Baxa, President and CEO of the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals, who's going to help us set the stage for the rest of the series. Mark, thanks for joining us today.
It's really my pleasure to be here, Susan.
So, Mark, what are some of your members' top concerns with regards to transportation, and how can technology help address some of those concerns?
Well, the largest concern or the larger set of concerns really centers around dependability and reliability. We've come through a real challenging experience over the last year, year and a half, where we watched tremendous constraints face the shippers around the world, not just in the U.S., but around the world, from a standpoint of moving goods globally. And that's centered predominantly, but not exclusively, around ocean transport. And on the road ahead, as demand swings occur, are my relationships and are my contractual obligations going to be lived out in a way that I can succeed on behalf of my internal stakeholders and ultimately my customers? So the reliability and understanding the landscape of transportation availability, the predictability of its access, right, are always going to be an element of opportunity, but also concern for supply chains around the world.
Great. And are there some technologies out there that you think hold potential to help companies address some of those concerns?
Across the functions of supply chain, technology is enabling better business practices to become really, if you will, optimized. And although the machines aren't doing it all by themselves, it requires real competency and capability among the skill sets and the talent deck of humans that are interacting with systems. Together, they can really achieve a whole lot more. So let me just kind of go a little deeper with that. I think the opportunity in transportation specifically, one of the things we can easily get at is, where is my stuff at any given point in time in the chain? So that's the visibility into events that are occurring in between and across modes as products move from origin to final destination. And there are many other different types of technologies, from optimization, route planning, right, and inventory utilization and time and place measurements, right, the efficiency of getting things from one place to another, minimizing waste, taking certainly indirect and direct cost out. Systems enable us to do a lot of these things in a much more proficient and effective way. Including, of course, ultimately cost savings and cost mitigation. And then I'd also throw out that systems enable transportation as a whole to optimize our greenhouse gas footprint. So there's a huge right stake here around, when we can lean out our routing and our transportation, we become more effective there. We also become more reticent in the area of overall sustainability and contributing to the supply chain's contribution on sustainability as a whole.
Excellent. So it's not just about making the operations more efficient, it's about also lessening the impact that we have environmentally, is what I'm
absolutely hearing. And even impact on infrastructure, right? If you've got a truck running up and down the road multiple times to do the same thing that could have been optimized, right, you're creating that much more pressure on over time, over what's in place to enable us to do the things that we do well. And that's what our governments provide, is that infrastructure.
Great. Another issue that we've seen be a big concern, both in transportation and supply chain as a whole, has been labor issues. And one of the technologies people thought might help with that is autonomous trucking, but we've seen a bit of a pullback from that, or more skepticism around that technology. And I was wondering what sense you're getting from your members about the future for autonomous trucking.
Safety is always going to be essentially job number one, particularly human safety. I mean, right, it's always going to be that. And there's, first, let me just say that nobody looks to stand in the way of progress as long as it can be done safely and effectively. And autonomous driving, the electrification of transport systems and services, all of our alternative energy sourcing, all of these things come into play when we look at our experience in transportation going forward. And these are all very, very interesting and really cool opportunities for us to figure out. Autonomous driving is going to happen. I mean, I personally just purchased a new vehicle, and although this vehicle doesn't drive down the road beyond 20 seconds before I need to make sure my hand is on the steering wheel, and I'll admit I've tried it, it's really cool technology, right? It really is there. But the holistic response is being piloted now in a number of different cities in different ways, everything from taxis to autonomous driving vehicles. And yes, there's been a pullback. And part of that is a combination of, are we ready for it? Have all the safety parameters been put in place? Is the infrastructure there? Do we know enough to say we can do this reliably and safely? But at the same time, those that are investing in this have been, you know, a lot of venture capital and startups. And as the economy softened, we saw a few of them really get pinched. So this is just a pause. You know, I think it's just a pause. Not going to go away, in my opinion. Our members are looking for opportunities to see how this can unfold. And there's a lot of interest and energy there around the future. And this is a perfect place, believe it or not, for private and public partnership with you know, our government regulators to ensure they understand what's needed so that we can prosper in a way that this type of transportation system can be set up for ultimate effectiveness and safety.
Great. That's an excellent point. So shifting gears just a bit, I was wondering if you could tell me and our audience a bit more about CSCMP's new Transportation Center for Excellence.
Yeah, I'd be delighted to do that, Susan. So, you know, CSCMP celebrates 60 years this year. We rest on the shoulders of those that had the vision to bring, at the time, materials management professionals, and then it moved on to logistics professionals. And then in 2005, we made a strategic change to look at the holistic supply chain, and the name changed to Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals. And we are eternally grateful for the path that these pioneers set. As we move forward and as we look at today and into the short term, really to the future, seeing around the corner, we're now looking at centers of excellence within CSCMP as both content curation and the, if you will, the conveyance of that content in unique and different ways, so that those here specifically in transportation per se will be able to access very powerful and impactful educational content that they need today and really to help them today, but also into the future. And we have partnered with a number of different members, if you will, both in the practitioner and also on the service provider side, to bring really, and academics, and bring high quality content under the Center of Excellence naming or branding, sub-branding under CSCMP. This is a member access only platform, and we are delighted to share our content with non-members who we call guests, right? And I'm always welcoming them, absolutely are. But this is member-only driven content to help supply chain practitioners focused in and out of transportation improve their level of competency and capability.
And does the Transportation Center for Excellence have content or programming attached to technology and how it's helping to transform the transportation space?
Yes, and more of that will be coming in the future. Absolutely. And I would look for more partnerships with both our academics as well as practitioners and service providers to bring additional content so that we all may experience a better path forward together. But yes, we are working on digital based content and enablement through the Center of Excellence.
Great. Do you have any recommendations for other ways that listeners can keep abreast of all the innovation that is occurring in the transportation space?
I do. And that is specifically for people leaders, especially. This is a very important message. And that is, where are you investing in your own people inside your operation? And I would say one of the best places to do that in a very concise, high impact, and tremendous learning and engagement opportunity is to attend this year's EDGE conference in Orlando, Florida, October 1 through the 4th. This is the supply chain conference to attend, not because it's a conference, but because it is rich in educational content and it's value packed with learning from the supplier community, but more importantly, from your fellow peers and practitioners who really live this, as well as the academics that bring the best and most probable theory to the fore. So I would say that this is probably the best enabler for us in this coming year ahead, is to aim your people towards the annual EDGE conference this year. We will be at the Gaylord Palms, actually in Kissimmee. It's easier to say Orlando, but right, that's where we're going to be. And I'm really looking forward to that.
Great. I'm looking forward to being there too, Mark. It's, you never know who you're going to encounter in the hallway and might give you a tip on how to improve your transportation processes or your supply chain in general.
Exactly.
Mark, thanks for joining us and giving us a comprehensive overview to kick off the series. Once again, we have been speaking with Mark Baxa, CEO and President of CSCMP, the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals. I am Susan Lacefield, and this has been Supply Chain in the Fast Lane.
Supply Chain in the Fast Lane is a co-production of the Council of Supply Chain Management Professionals and Supply Chain Quarterly. This episode has been brought to you by HERE Technologies. Accelerate your business with location intelligence. Please subscribe to Supply Chain in the Fast Lane wherever you get your podcasts.